This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Maybe it's good if you're a New York football fan because, hey, you got your teams back. You're getting excited for camp. Getting excited to have the season start. And before you know it, it'll be Thanksgiving. It'll be carving the turkey. Where's already week four in the NFL? Before you know it, that's what's going to happen. Hopefully the Giants will have a win by then. But it ain't good for Yankee fans. Obviously, we've spent a lot of time on it. The Yankees embarrassed themselves last night against the Blue Jays. They are now, for all intents and purposes, 5 games back, considering the tiebreaker. 4 in the standings, that's what it'll say right now. When you go to look at it, but it's really 5, they would have to eclipse Toronto, as they have now won the season series, and that's a stranglehold on a division. That's what the Blue Jays have. A division the Yankees had a 7-game lead on 6 weeks ago is now firmly in the grasp of the hot, red-hot Toronto Blue Jays, who have taken the Yankees out to the woodshed, and the Yankees did it to themselves yesterday with some disgusting display of defense from everybody involved, from the Gold Glove-winning pitcher, Max Fried, who wasn't good enough last night, did not give you the ace performance when you need it, much like he's done pretty much all year, was not there last night. He wasn't helped by his defense, obviously. Whether it's, you know, I've gotten on Dominguez for balls in the corner and chase and the ball in the gap. That was, you know, a pittance compared to what we saw from Ben Rice not being able to make a big play. Obviously, as I said, Max Fried throwing it, J.C. Ascara not being able to stop balls in the dirt, just the whole nine. Just an embarrassing display of defense. Bellinger, that's the one you'll kind of give a break to is Bellinger, lost one in the sky. I mean, it's unfortunate. He's been one of their best defenders. He's made some of the biggest defensive plays of the season. But that's just the timing where that can't happen in that moment. And the entire thing spirals from that point on. So an ugly display of defense really over the last 6 weeks, but last night was just an embarrassment. And it's time to really look at this team as a team that has to play their best defensive lineup moving forward, because the offense has been pretty good. Even in this game, they didn't score a ton of runs, didn't have a ton of hits, but they jump out to the lead. As soon as the Blue Jays take the lead back at 2-1, boom, Volpe hits the home run to tie it. The Yankees, you know, throw the ball around and cost themselves 2 runs. 4-2 game, boom, Aaron Judge hits a 2-run home run to tie it. They've done a decent enough job here. They still lead the American League in runs scored. I'm not worried overly about improving this offense. They need to improve the defense, and they need to improve their pitching. This was supposed to be, and that was really the theme of the Open, was from the pivot, from the moment they lost Juan Soto and decided to rebuild this team, this was about run prevention. Because they thought offense, they didn't expect Ben Rice to have the season he had. They certainly didn't expect Grisham to have the season he's had. Even the highest of hopes of Bellinger didn't have him as a 900 OPS guy since the middle of April. Even the highest expectations of Goldschmidt didn't have him hitting 360 for the first 50 games of the year. Even the highest expectations of Jazz didn't have him having the third highest OPS in all of baseball over the last month and a half since he came back from the injury. Like, they've gotten some really good answers offensively. And they've been a far better team, but this team was supposed to be built on starting pitching and defense and bullpen and the changing of the roster and, you know, adding a Gold Glove player like Bellinger, adding a Gold Glove player like Goldschmidt. They were supposed to be better at these things, and instead, they've regressed at shortstop, clearly, defensively. He's gone from a Gold Glove winner to just one of the worst shortstops in the game. You've got left field and Dominguez is no good. First base when you're playing Ben Rice because he's earned spots offensively. J.C. Ascar is not good behind the plate, and you get a team that isn't a very good defensive team, and that's something we're used to here at the New York Yankees, and it continues to kill them as they were embarrassed last night. And then I know many people want to talk about the manager. I'm open. You know, listen, call me up, 888-808-1019. I'm as sick to hear about the post-game sound as anybody else. I don't think it impacts the team. But the idea that Aaron Boone said we're a good defensive club, they're not. I have no problem saying we were. I have no problem saying I believe we will starting tomorrow. But today, and not just in the two series against the Blue Jays, the New York Yankees have not been a good defensive team for 2 months now. And when I look to the deadline and I look to try and fix this team, I want to improve the pitching at the deadline. I want to just upgrade third base, however so slightly, and just have a major league hitter in there who could play defense. And there are guys on this team who are good defensively, or at least can be and have been, and it's time to just play the best defensive lineup. That's where we spent a lot of the morning. The Mets as well, and a little bit on the Giants and Jets too is, you know, I want to talk about the Giants. Yesterday we found out that as they report to camp, Andrew Thomas is going to be on the PUP list to start, which is a scary proposition. It sounds like everyone expects him to be ready, but there is not another more important player. I actually heard the afternoon show talking about, a couple weeks ago, whenever it was, about the most important players on the Giants and Jets. And it's always like, well, outside of the quarterback, who's the most important player? I don't think that needs to be specified with the New York Giants. I think the most important player, quarterback, whatever, the most important player is Andrew Thomas. And if he's not ready to start this year, I don't know what this offensive line looks like. Is Evan Neal going to be the guard? Is Evan Neal going to transition to guard? I hope so. But right now, the interior of the line scares me. Illuminor on tackle and Andrew Thomas on tackle make me feel a hell of a lot better about it. But he's the most important player. And I know the news of the day today is that, you know, they want Jackson Dart to sit and learn. Of course they do. That's been the plan. It should be the plan. It should have been the plan last year. Bo Nix should have been the quarterback sitting behind Daniel Jones and ready to go now. But Jackson Dart, who threw his first pass of camp for a pick six, which is always a good sign. Hey, no worries. Sam Darnold threw his first pass against the Lions. It was a pick six. It worked out after that. Jets did win that game, and Sam Darnold actually played well in it. But we all know Russell Wilson's going to be the starting quarterback. And I don't know if it's going to be all year. Because I don't think that, I heard Evan saying it should be for the entire season no matter what. I don't think that's going to be the case. But I do think it's going to be a little bit harder than people think for Russell Wilson to lose his job. You heard the GM talking about it. Marco just played the clip at the top of the hour. I fully expect, they believe that Jackson Dart, although they did move up to get him in the first round, and I know in today's NFL, all these guys start right from the jump. He was not a top pick. He was not their first pick in the draft. He was their second pick in the draft. I think they anticipate really letting this kid learn, really giving Brian Daboll an opportunity to really groom this kid. That's why I'm not even, like, I don't think Brian Dable's on the hot seat as much as people do. Now, look, he can't go out and win two games. But I fully believe that this is a process that they have now handed the reins over to Brian Daboll and Joe Shane. And otherwise, there would be expectations to go show what this quarterback is. And I don't want to fall into that trap. I don't want to be necessarily four games in, five games in with this tough schedule, although I have a feeling they might win more games. But say they are as bad as everybody says. Say they are the third worst team. They have the third worst odds to win the Super Bowl this year. And their schedule is as tough as everybody says, and they get off to a miserable start. I don't want the coach feeling like, well, I better put Jackson Dart in there so at least maybe I can show that he can play and save my job. That's the last thing I want. I want Jackson Dart to play when he's ready. And maybe that's why you have Jameis Winston there as well. But I fully expect Jackson Dart to sit for a long period of time. And I think that's the right thing. I think it's going to benefit him. He's coming from Ole Miss where they, you know, did a really, you know, they tried to roll him out, tried to cut off half the field, make reads a little bit easier for him. He's got the arm strength. He's got the capability, but I think this is an opportunity, which I wish they would have taken advantage of last year when they didn't have to go sign another quarterback. They had Daniel Jones under contract to do this with. But you've got Jackson Dart sitting behind a veteran quarterback, also having another veteran quarterback in Jameis Winston on the bench. You've got an opportunity for Brian Daboll to work with him hands-on, learn the offense, sit, watch, get a feel for it, and then next year when the team should hopefully be better, go out there and attack it. So I don't think there's any doubt that Russell Wilson's the quarterback. I don't think anything can change that. I don't think any great play from Jackson Dart during the preseason can change that, and I honestly don't think it's going to change for a while. The season absolutely would have to be dead before they make the move to Jackson Dart. And even then, you might see a move to Jameis Winston and continue to let Jackson Dart learn from the sidelines. But I think there's a lot of interesting players, whether it's the importance of Andrew Thomas, the transition of Evan Neal. I think we've seen Jalin Hyatt. I was reading the article, and I heard Paul Dottino talking about him in this wide receiving core. Neighbors is dealing with a toe injury that sounds like might take a kind of a need to watch and nurture and take care of and monitor and, you know, do all that and consistently be aware of his toe all year long. And the idea that it might need surgery in the offseason is on the table, but hopefully he looked great, 3 touchdowns in the first practice, which doesn't mean anything, but it sounds like he's moving around just fine. But I think Hyatt could be a real interesting, you know, he's put on a ton of weight muscle-wise. They say he's moving just as fine, just as good. He's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, reports of asking for trades last year and all that. So that's an interesting guy to me. Obviously, the running back tandem and Scadaboo is an interesting dynamic. See if they can get that run game going this year, which you'd like to be able to work that off the pass, obviously, because they haven't had a passing attack in God knows how long. And then you get to the defense and you're talking about the young kid. You're talking about Drew Phillips. You're talking about Flott battling Banks for that second cornerback spot next to Adebo. They've gotten, you know, this pass rush. How good can it be? Dexter Lawrence staying healthy all year long off of his surgery. Can Burns continue to be the edge rusher he was last year? You're looking at, obviously, Thibodeau and whether or not he's a complete player or is he just a third down defensive edge rusher? And then, of course, you're hoping Carter is one of the great players in the NFL. So, like, I think the defense has a chance to be good, but there's no question. The quarterback situation is settled. It is Russell Wilson, and it's going to be Russell Wilson for most of, if not all, the season. And as long as the Giants play relatively well, and as long as he doesn't get banged up, as long as the Giants are in it, you are going to see Russell Wilson for an extended period of time. I don't think it's as easy. I don't think Russell Wilson comes out and plays lousy for 3 games, you're going to see a switch. I really don't. And I think that's the right idea for the New York Giants. 888-808-1019. Let's get to Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett? I'm going to put you on hold. Zoo, let's see if we can get Brett a better line. Most people probably thought that was the best you've ever heard, but that's the best you've ever sounded, Brett. We'll try it again. Pat in the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
How you doing, Chris?
Good. How are you?
I think Brett was coming in with the same point that I was going to make.
Yeah.
But I'm not really, I'm
I
not
doubt
really
it.
Ticked off about it. I mean, the Mets did just sweep a series.
Yes.
And maybe we should have a little bit of dialogue about that.
I talked about Pete Alonso. I mean, now that you're calling, what do you want to talk about? I talked about Pete Alonso snapping out of it. Manaea.
No, yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't. It was 1 o'clock, and listen, the Yankees just had the most brutal loss of the entire season. They kicked the ball around. I'm sorry. They're the story for the night. That's just the way it is.
But,
I mean, that's just it. And the Mets had a game that they won at 1 o'clock to sweep the Angels, and now they head to the West Coast, and things, you know, are looking good for them. And you saw Alonso break through with a big bomb. You saw Manaea. And I even talked about their trade deadline and how they, right now, yes, it seems like they're focused just on relievers. Mainly not even because the relievers they have aren't pitching all that well, because right now it feels like they've kind of settled into their roles and are pitching much better than they were 2 weeks ago. But the idea just that you need more arms because the starting rotation doesn't give them as many innings, like as well as Manaea pitched, as well as, you know, you expect Sanga to pitch. Even Clay Holmes, who's hit an innings mark that he's never hit in his career, I just don't know how many innings you can count on. So you're looking for as many pen guys as you can. But it sounds like they're comfortable at third base with this rotation. It sounds like they're okay with McNeil and whatever else. Marte came back. So that helps your DH spot. I just don't think there's going to be an offensive push. I think you're looking at maybe getting some relievers. That's about it. I think the dynamic of the Met trade deadline has taken a real hit with how they've played, the roster shape up, and what you heard from David Stearns the other day.
Well, you should know me by now that I'm a positive Mets fan.
Yes.
That I always look at the glass as half full. We remember when the whole coaching staff was sacked, that Hefner stayed. Now, is this pitching lad for real? I think it is. We thought in center field we were going to have Siri playing the majority of the reps. He got injured.
Right.
Next man up. And McNeil, to me, is fine. The pitching lab is fine. You just praised the relievers. Last week you were knocking them.
Yeah,
the relievers are back.
Yeah.
So please, give the Mets their due. They're very over the last 14 months, they're the best team in baseball.
Is that still the case? I mean, maybe.
I believe so.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And from through last year, again, give them their due. When did I not give them their due? I just praised them. But, like, I don't know. What due do you want? Right now, they just took over first place. The Boston Red Sox came back and defeated the Phillies in extra innings. I was watching that game. They were down 5-0. And then the Red Sox came storming back and won in extra innings. They're back in first place. They continue to win at home. We'll see. Maybe, I don't know if the Elmo... See, you guys, the Mets love their gimmicks. Maybe the Elmo thing is going to become a legitimate thing. Maybe the backyard baseball is going to become a thing. But, yeah, after losing that first series against the Reds, they have stormed back. They've won 4 games in a row. The pitching staff is in much better standing. Manaea back, looking good. And they're back in first place. They're the first place New York Mets. But... off of that game last night, it's just not as sexy as the Yankees are blowing this thing and they're falling apart and the manager is lying to us and they need to get a million different things at the trade deadline. Like, everything was happy in Metland for today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But, yeah, call me up and let's talk about it. Let's talk about the Mets. Let's talk about what you're looking for here. Who's, like, Vientos is the guy I've been talking about Like, to me, as great as Beatty's been, and he comes through, you know, I think he had another hit today. He's been swinging the bat much better, and he's probably the best defender over there at third base. To me, offensively, especially if they're not going to add anybody, I would think Alvarez and Vientos are the two guys I'm looking at. Alvarez has come back from the minor leagues, absolutely killing the ball. Huge double, huge home run to tie the game the other night. Just looks like a completely different player. Made a nice play at the a nice tag out at the plate. His catching is, you know, at least, you know, his framing. It's tough for us to see framing necessarily, but the manager was praising it the other day. So he's back looking good. It's been, you know, it's very important for him to come through. And now Vientos to me is the other guy, because if you can get back that player, I think it's the same thing. Like, you know, the Yankees are throwing out Loaiza, telling you, well, we need to get him right because he's important to them. I think Vientos the same thing. As much as Beatty's been good, and you want to play him at third base, and now with Marte back, you know, the DH spot isn't as open for Vientos, but I still want to see Vientos get as many at-bats as possible, because I want to see if I can bring back the player who helped carry them through the second half when they've been the best team in baseball, as you said, Pat, for the last 14 months. I absolutely think this is the time, you know, to try and get him back on track if you can, because he was part of the reason. Like, the idea that the owner is tweeting about the Fab Four and he's not one of them is disappointing going into the year. So I want to get him going. Obviously, it sounds like and feels like you're starting to get Alvarez going. The bullpen's in better shape. And the deadline seems less intriguing, because I don't think they're going to do anything other than a couple of arms that they hope join the pitching lab and join what they do with the Mets and turn them into better relievers. So off of the sweep, yeah, congratulations to the Mets. I'm not trying to knock them. Today just was a yell about the Yankees day a little bit. But yes, the Mets are in first place. And the Phillies are floundering. And now and here's the other thing. And we're going to talk about this more tomorrow. Again, they're off tomorrow. Both teams are off tomorrow. I'll be with you for a five-hour midnight ride for a Friday morning starting at midnight tomorrow morning. Every Met fan, believe it or not, here we go. Every Met fan has got to become a Yankee fan for this weekend as the Phils come to town. Desperate need. You're going to have to be rooting for Marcus Stroman to shut down the Philadelphia Phillies. You need it. And if there are any Met fans out there, again, who are, if you call me up, please, and tell me that you'll be rooting for the Phillies this weekend because you want to see the Yankees continue their implosion. I'm curious if there are any Met fans out there who feel that way. Battling for first place, just took over first place with the win yesterday and the come-from-behind win from the Boston Red Sox over Philadelphia. Back in first, feeling good, but battling this Philly team. Are there any Met fans dopey enough to be out there rooting for the Phillies to put the Yankees out of their misery and knock them out of the top wild card or whatever else could happen over this weekend? Or do you have your own self-interest at heart? What kind of Met fan are you? Because you have to be rooting for the Yankees this weekend. But the Mets hit the West Coast. Nothing better than West Coast games, too. I'm a huge fan. I know many people aren't. Nothing better than turning on a game at 10 o'clock. Can't wait for it. But yes, the Mets with the sweep of the Angels. And listen, I don't want to hear that the Angels aren't very good. I don't care. The Angels are a 500 team. They've been better over the last month. They just took two out of three from Philadelphia. They have swept the Dodgers. They took three out of four from the Yankees. Like, Mike Trout is still somewhat Mike Trout. They've got Neto. They have a bunch of guys, you know, finally getting some prospects who have been really struggling through the beginnings of their career, who are now getting hot. They're a pretty good team. Their pitching isn't so great, but they've got a decent lineup. They're a good team. That is impressive to go sweep the Angels at home. That is not an easy thing to do. And that building and the crowd, you got 40,000 in all three games. Right? Was it 40,000 in the entire homestand, or was it 40,000 for the three games against the Angels? No, I don't mean Zoo's giving me the nod and laugh. I don't mean 40,000 in the people combined. I'm saying every game of the entire homestand, not just the Angels series. That's what I was asking. Yeah. So 40,000 every home game Obviously, there has been an atmosphere in that building that has been different since really the owner questioned the fan base after last year. In the offseason, the owner questioned the fan base and where the fan base was down the stretch of the season. And right now, they don't need OMG, who's struggling out in San Diego. They don't need Grimace. We'll see. I don't think they need Elmo or Backyard Baseball. The last couple of things that have kind of been gimmick-worthy here, they've been playing really well, and the vibe and the atmosphere and the enthusiasm from the crowd base, from the fan base and the crowd, have been through the roof. It has been an exciting place to go see. They have the second best home record in the sport behind the Blue Jays, who have absolutely dominated at home, including winning 6 of 7 against the Yankees as of late. So outside of the Blue Jays, they have the best record in Major League Baseball at home. They are now in first place. They're selling out their ballpark on a nightly basis, on a daily basis. There is a lot of good vibes around this Met team. And especially, look around the rest of the league, the Dodgers are not that good right now. Mookie Betts has an OPS around the same as Anthony Volpe, believe it or not. Their closer just went on the IL. Their bullpen's in shambles. They're a bad defensive team. Like, the Dodgers are still one of the better teams in baseball, but they are not unbeatable. Now, I know last year's team had a lot of injuries to the starting rotation, and we'll see what they do and how aggressive they get at the deadline, but the Dodgers aren't world beaters. And I know they've been hot, and they've been really good, but I don't know how afraid of you are the Milwaukee Brewers. Good organization. We're put on that path by the current GM of the New York Mets, David Stearns, and they've managed to keep it. And they've done a really nice job, and after really floundering at the start of the season, Yankees swept them. They struggled pitching-wise at the beginning. They have completely changed it around. They've been on an incredible hot run. They now have the best record in baseball. Are they the most dangerous team in the National League? Mets beat them in the postseason last year. Are you that afraid? Like, this is up for grabs, and that's why I understand where David Stearns is coming from. And I understand you don't want to go out and trade so much of this farm system that you've been building and cultivating over the last couple of years. I get it. But at the same time, not that the Mets aren't good enough right now as they presently sit, because they are. They are good enough as they presently sit. If Lindor gets hot and Alonso gets hot and you're looking at the top of the order of Nimmo, who's playing well, maybe you get Vientos back. Soto, who's obviously one of the best players in baseball. A Lindor that resembles the MVP candidate he was last year. And Pete Alonso, who can get back to the way he was playing in April and May. That's a devastating top of the lineup to go along with the pitching staff of Manaea, who's starting to get back and looking good. You know how talented Senga can be. Like, you get to Peterson's been one of the best left-handed pitchers in baseball over the last calendar year. So, I mean, that team as itself, with Diaz, one of the best closers in the game, if not the best closer in the game, that team is presently constituted, as long as they're playing well, is good enough to go win against anybody. But having said that, right now in this era where you are, I mean, you just signed Juan Soto, you're trying to chase a championship, you want to go out and put the best chance possible to go win a championship, because that would, you want to talk about being big brother. Now, I don't know if the Mets care necessarily. I think on some level, the players, obviously, Nimmo said something about it at the start of the year, the players might care about it. And, you know, signing Juan Soto was a key point for this owner. But you want to talk about taking back the city. The same year you go sign Juan Soto, you go win a championship, you go make all the moves at the deadline, you go get another bat, you go get a top reliever, you go bring in, you use some of these pieces and go really make yourself the best team in the National League. You win a division, you get to a World Series. That's how the worm starts to change, while the entire Yankee fan base is beside itself and can't stand looking at the team anymore, wants the manager fired, wants the GM fired, wishes the owner sold the team, hates everything to do with it. That's how you start to turn the worm and actually become big brother of the team of the city. So as much as they are, without question, good enough to win the whole thing right now, I wouldn't mind a little bit more urgency from the GM. Now, having said that, I'm just going off a press conference. It means absolutely nothing. He might very well go be aggressive. That's what it sounds like. That is what he wanted to project in that moment. We'll see if he wants to be more aggressive. Maybe this week has impacted him. Maybe if they go out on the West Coast and kick ass for a week here, leading into the deadline, maybe he'll have a different opinion. Maybe the Mets can play into the idea of, hey, man, this team is special. They're on a 10-game run here where they've thrusted themselves and they're three games up on Philadelphia as the Phillies got their ass kicked at Yankee Stadium. Oh, please, God, please, please, please. Maybe that motivates him to go and further improve the team even more than he wants to right now because he's chasing something special. There's no doubt about it. The Mets could play themselves, and we saw it last year. Was it last year or 2 years ago? Or 3 years ago? What year was it where Nimmo in particular was talking about going out there and buying? Was that last year? At the deadline, where they were so aggressively open about trying to improve the team and they believe in the team. And, you know, openly saying we should be buying, we should be, was that 22? Because it wasn't 23 when they were selling. So it was definitely.
Yeah, 3 years. My
favorite. It was either last year or 22. I can't remember.
It was 22.
But Nimmo was so open and they were so, oh, we need to add. That would be my question to Stearns, whatever his thought is. And I'm not even saying his thought is definitely not to go out and improve the offense. It's what he said. He intimated in his press conference that maybe some bullpen arms. I feel pretty good about third. I feel pretty good about center field. Doesn't mean that's exactly how he's thinking. But can the Mets, off of this sweep, now go out west and play well enough leading into the deadline and the end of the month where they do so much and you see enough out of this group where you say to yourself, man, if we do get that center fielder, if I do make sure I go out and get a top-end reliever, if I am willing to put a little more, you know, elbow grease and equity into this thing and go out and try and get a Duran from Minnesota or go out and try and get a Class A from Cleveland and do something I wasn't thinking about just a week ago. Now, I don't know if that matters because, again, right now, no matter what they do out west, as long as they don't just fall apart, which I don't expect them to, like, they're good enough and he should have that feeling anyway. I'd like him to have that feeling anyway, but is there an extended winning streak on the table that could really change how David Stearns feels about this trade deadline? 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back. Continue to take your phone calls. Got you all the way to 5 o'clock right here on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Let's get to... Oh, look, here it is. John, are you a Met fan rooting for the Phillies this weekend against the Yankees? I asked for someone like that to call me. Are you my guy?
I'm your guy.
Oh, 50, you're crazy.
I'll be 54.
You're crazy.
Week.
Yeah.
And it all stems back to 1970, what was it, 78, the first Bears News Bears, when the kid got beat up by his father on the field, the Yankee team, right? That's when it all started.
So you hate the Yankees so much that even though you're battling for a division with the Phillies, you will be rooting for them to beat the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium.
Yes, because there's a couple of things that go with that. Because whatever happens with the Yankees and Phillies isn't really going to have an impact on the Mets winning that division anyway. I want to see.
How could you say that?
They won't. Because I think, let's just say the Yankees, let's be realistic. Let's say the Yankees lost 2 out of 3, right?
Okay.
And the Mets, let's say, lost 2 out of 3 or even won 2 out of 3. So we're talking about a game or so difference, right?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, they're a half up. At the end of it, they'll be a half out.
What is the Yankees losing giving you, though? That's a tangible thing. The Phillies losing and you gaining a game, gaining 2 games, gaining possibly 3 games. Like, that's a tangible thing for you as a Met fan. What's tangible about the Yankees losing?
You don't understand.
I guess I don't, no.
It goes back with the battles I used to have with friends in the neighborhood with Mattingly and Hernandez and the literal... Chris, when I say fist fights, I tell you fist fights over that argument. Like, it was so bad growing up with that. And now, to listen to these Yankee fans cry and whine over every little thing, it's got to be the most satisfying thing to me personally.
All right. I think you're crazy. I think you are absolutely nuts to have such hate in your heart for a team that doesn't impact you in any way. What if you lose the division by a game at the end of the year, and you know they were swept by the Yankees,
we lost the game by a week. I think we're
up they swept the Yankees
in a playoff spot right now.
I'll check the standings. But yeah,
this is how much I hate the Yankees. If the Yankees were leading their division right now by 25 games, and the Mets were still in the same spot, I would still root for the Phillies. And those games wouldn't matter to the Yankees. If the Yankees were 2-82 right now, I would still root for the Phillies.
Yeah, the Mets are the Phillies 3, so they're 3.5. They're 3.5 games up on the wild card.
Okay. And that's over who? San Diego?
That's over the Phillies, San Diego, San Francisco, yeah.
Right. I mean, it doesn't. I'm a Mets fan. Like I don't take great pride in winning a division anymore because of what baseball has done to the league with this. You know,
I hear you.
Last year we made it. We made it in the last game. Even when the Yankees were playing the Braves, who I hate more than anything, I was rooting for the Braves.
Oh, that is. The Braves.
I
guess.
So mad.
The Braves are done. John, thank you. I'm sorry. I can't. I'll tell. The Braves have kicked your ass for forever, including this season, amazingly enough. Are you telling me you would honestly rather see the Yankees lose to the Braves, lose to the Phillies? It's insane. It's insane. When the Mets played the Red Sox, I am the biggest Met. I was pissed the Mets lost 2 out of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Three. Have they played the Blue Jays yet this year? The Mets? They did,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, opening at City Field.
That's right, of course. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They open up at City. Yeah. Rooting for the Mets. Joe and Monroe, are you another one, Joe? You'll be rooting for Philadelphia this week as a Met fan?
100%.
Oh, my God.
I totally agree with the last caller. Oh, everything he said was right on. In the late 70s, mm-hmm. I sat next to Willie Randolph's brother in math class. Mm-hmm. The abuse I took from my childhood in regards to Yankee fans, I would never, ever root for them. Never. Under any circumstance, root for the Yankees. Nothing. You couldn't pay me to go to Yankee Stadium.
Well, that's fine.
I would never go.
That's fine. I mean, that's fine. I'm not expecting you to want to go to Yankee Stadium. And anytime they're playing anyone. But, like, so any circumstance, like, last game of the season, Yankees-Phillies. The Mets already played at 1 o'clock. Mets and Phillies are at 8 o'clock. If the Yankees win, the Mets win the division. If the Yankees lose to the Phillies lose the, win the division. You're going to be rooting for the Phillies to beat you in the division?
If the Mets are going to make the playoffs regardless, I'm rooting for the
Phillies.
Okay,
all right, then Mets out. Final wild card spot. Final wild card spot against anyone. It doesn't even have to be the Phillies. Final wild card spot. Mets are already done. Whoever they're battling with, the Padres, the Giants, the Reds, the Cubs, whoever. Whatever team in this imaginary world. The Pittsburgh Pirates, why not? It's imaginary. Whoever the Yankees are playing, if the Yankees beat them, the Mets are in the playoffs. If the Yankees lose to them, that team's in the playoffs. You're still going to root for the Yankees to lose? Come on, no way. I know that's an extreme scenario. But there's no way you would do it.
That's
you said no circumstance whatsoever.
Right. Yeah. Well, I would have to think about that. I would have to think about that.
You know what? I hate to be the Yankee guy, but I will. Until this mentality changes, you'll never be Big Brother. I'm sorry. You can't be Big Brother with even a fraction of the fan base. Rather see the Yankees lose than anything else. I can't imagine it. I cannot imagine it as a fan. I don't care what happened. It's just sports. The idea you were mocked as a kid because you were a Met fan, like it was that. Again, I can't put my shoes in anybody else. Right? I can't put my feet in anybody else's shoes. If it was that traumatic for you, you know, kids can be cruel. I'm well aware. I was heavy my whole life. I'm well aware kids can be cruel, even though I was the king of my high school. Just kidding. Not really. I know kids can be cruel, but just being a Met fan, you got so much abuse from the Yankee fan that it's hung with you this entire time. And that even though you're battling with the Phillies for first place of your division, you would rather leave the weekend in second place than see the Yankees figure things out and have a good series against Philadelphia. Oh, here's a member of the Yankee I can't even say the words. The Yankee Hater Club, who celebrates every elimination day of the New York Yankees, Eddie Scazzeri.
You call it the crack committee?
The crack committee. I couldn't think of the word. Thank you very much. The crack committee, obviously led by the great Christopher Russo and many others. Bob Uslar.
I'm not going to go as far as those last two callers.
Okay, this weekend. Let me just ask you this weekend.
Correct. But I will say, from my perspective, it's a win-win, no matter what happens. Is that fair?
Okay, so even if, say, Philadelphia sweep, the Mets struggle out west, and it ends up being a game and a half or a two-game lead for Philadelphia, you're okay. You're not thrilled with it. You're not rooting for it. But you will get at least enough satisfaction out of the Yankees losing now four in a row and further falling deeper in a abyss. That will be enough for you where you'll live with being two games back.
Yes, win-win. Not rooting either way, win-win.
That's still crazy to me. It's not as bad as some of these callers, but it's crazy.
I know, but this is what a Met fan is.
That's a problem, though. How could you hate the Yankees this much?
I accept it. I'm okay with it.
I know. Okay. Listen, as long as you're okay with it, who am I to tell you to not be okay with it? But you're telling me, honestly, the Mets lose. I don't even know. The Mets are later, right? So it won't even. Like, you don't want to see the Mets leave this weekend in first place. That's okay with you as if the Yankees lose. It's a win-win. Doesn't matter. You'll live with it.
Yes.
It's crazy. I appreciate you. Thank you for hopping on. I think you're absolutely insane. I love you, but I think you're absolutely insane.
You're welcome.
Okay. I think that's absolutely... I'm telling you right now, if the Mets were playing the Blue Jays tomorrow, I would not be like, well, listen, we're probably not going to win this division anyway. I hate the Mets. Like, that's crazy. Tommy in Secaucus. What's up, Tommy?
How you doing, Big Zoo? Listen, I'm a Red Sox fan, and from my perspective, I agree with everything that every Met fan's saying. I get more satisfaction when the Yankees get eliminated than watching the Red Sox win. It's a sickness. I know it is, but I get it.
Okay. You know what? I'm just going to say one thing. Thank you. Thank you to all of you. You just made me feel so much better about being a Yankee fan. I started this show freaking miserable. I was furious at the way they played. I'm furious at the defense they're putting forth. I'm even mad at the manager. Yeah, that's right. I'm even mad at Aaron Boone for lying to us about whether or not the defense is a legitimately good defense or they have good defensive players or whatever. It's not enough for make me to think he's the reason for it all or fire him, but I'm annoyed at him. I'm annoyed at the team. I'm annoyed at everything. But thank you very much for making me feel as if they are still the Kings, because you still have to take shots at them. It's not good enough they're losing. You still need a pound of flesh. You still need to root against them. If they were just another team, if they were just a bad franchise, if they were a broken franchise, as many of the fan base are trying to tell me on Twitter, then we wouldn't need them to lose. Thank you all for giving me a little bit of juice going into this off day, getting me feeling a little bit better as a Yankee fan. You're all obsessed with us. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. And I needed someone else to be pathetic for a minute because I was feeling pathetic. So thank you. Thank you for picking me up. I appreciate all of you. I feel so much better about things. I could be a Met fan and still hung up on the idea that the Yankees need to lose. I could be that. I feel much better. You know what? Let's go kick the crap out of the Phillies. Let's go! Big homestand. 3 against the Phillies, 4 against Tampa, leading into the let Brian Cashman cook, win the next 7 games, and let's turn this damn thing around. I feel so much better. Let's go! We're going to do it despite you. Despite themselves, despite their defense, despite all of you, they're going to turn this thing around. I've never been more confident of in my life. Thank you all. I needed this. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Back with the rest of your calls. Making me feel better. I love this. A little therapy for me. Usually we try and do it for you. Nope. You did it for me. I'm on the couch right now. Thank you. 888-808-1019. Quick break. Back after this. Taking your calls. Rapid fire styles. We take you till 5 o'clock. Brett in Long Island. What's up, Brett?
When Bob in accounting tells you my Mets just swept the Angels, I didn't get to see. How did your Yankees do? Did they have
any
errors?
Didn't win. Thank you very much. Rapid fire, Brett. Sorry, it happens. Tom in Melville. What's up, Tom?
Hey, C-Mac, I live in the heart of Phillies country.
Yes.
Pretty brutal down here. So I'm hoping that we can smack these guys around. I want to shout out my buddy Ryan Kenny. We're going to hit Club 15 this weekend, baby.
That's it. There you go. It's Club 15. Take care of the Phillies. Bernadette. What's up, Bernadette?
Good morning, Chris.
Good
These
morning.
These people are out of their minds.
Out of their minds.
What the heck are they drinking?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm going to play your therapist, Chris.
Okay.
Was your relationship with your mother when you were growing up?
The relationship with my mother? Time? Yeah, I think it was good. It was pretty good, yeah.
It was pretty good?
Yeah, we had a great relationship. I've lived with her pretty much every day of my life. She's still with me, so.
Oh, well, God bless. Thank
yes.
God. I mean, I don't understand what is wrong with these people. I mean, they need to go see, like, a major brain surgery.
I mean, to be rooting for the Phillies is crazy. It's crazy. Aaron in Passaic. What's up, Aaron?
Listen, man, I'm a Met fan. Definitely hate the Yankees. But, like, if you want the Phillies to win this weekend, you got to be out of your mind. You're crazy.
You got to be crazy. You're going to be rooting for the Phillies? Like, Mets I don't understand.
People. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. How much could you possibly hate the Yankees? Like, I'll never understand this. I'll never, ever. I know they did beat them in a World Series. Right? I hate everyone who beat me in a postseason series, so I understand that on some level. But that's what I would point to. I wouldn't point to being mocked by Yankee fans when I was younger. I wouldn't point to growing up in a Yankee town or, like, anything like that. Like, that wouldn't bother me. I don't know. And to be fair, I am a fan of, like, all the major teams. if you want to call the Jets a minor. I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Rangers fan. Obviously, a Knicks fan. Everyone's a Knicks fan. So I'm Yankee. I don't have that dynamic. I'm not an Islanders fan. I'm not a Nets fan. I'm not a Mets fan. I'm not a even. I don't think Giants and Jets are even like that necessarily. But it was Giant Stadium for all those years they were playing in. Now it's MetLife, but it was Giant Stadium. So, but I don't know that dynamic. But, and obviously the Giants have had more success than the Jets and more Super Bowls, but like, I can't imagine it. I can't imagine it being so deep-seated for a team that you don't play. Like, how could you not hate the Phillies more? You just had David Wright Day. They just released the David Wright documentary. David Wright can't stand Philadelphia. He couldn't stand Philadelphia. He couldn't stand Jimmy Rollins. Obviously, the entire fan base can't stand Chase Utley. Like, you want to watch Bryce Harper go to Yankee Stadium and hit home runs all over the place and sweep the Yankees? For what? To make things harder for you? It's cuckoo. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Zoo, please tell me you agree.
Oh, I'm with you 100%. All right. I hate the Phillies. That's my number one team I hate.
Yeah.
So. In all sports.
Of course, in all sports. Nice. Yeah, I mean, how the hell could you go turn on a baseball game with the Philadelphia uniform and be like, yeah, I want them to win because I hate the Yankees? Daryl and Islip. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, C-Mac. How you doing?
Yes.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, brother. What's going on?
So I'm one of those really nutty Met fans. So I'm going to I want to start by saying, number one, there's only one team now I would root for the Yankees to beat, and it's probably the New York Rangers, if they played each other in a fantasy world that I live in. And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because with the Yankees, and there's one thing that I respect for the New York Yankees, and that's they have 27 championships. The Rangers have only 4 championships in 100 years, so come on.
Yeah, well, that was just a way to knock the Rangers. Okay, you really hate the Rangers. Yes, the Yankees have 27 championships. Sorry, Kelly. We'll get to your call tomorrow. I'm on midnight for a 5-hour midnight ride. We'll get into a lot more football without the 2 baseball games. So a football Friday coming your way at midnight. Thank you guys for calling. Thank you for listening. Zoo on the other side. But, yeah, I don't understand it. We will start a weekend with baseball on Friday. Yankees-Phils. If you're a Met fan, you're crazy. You just swept. You're in first place. You want Philly to win because you hate the Yankees. You're nuts. And the Yankees, start playing defense, you bums. Tomorrow midnight, I'm out of here. Bye-bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.